على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 2nd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. Very briefly, we have to bring Iman, faith, conviction in the teaching, preaching of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the actions of the Master, Allah used the word ittiba. We have to follow the Master immaculately. Chapter 3, verse 31. Then yuhibbukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins get forgiven. For the speech mubarak of the Master, Allah used the word ati'ullah wa rasul. You won't find a verse in the Quran where ita'at, obedience to Almighty Allah is mentioned and rasul is not mentioned. Why? May yuti'ir rasul faqad ata'allah. Whosoever is obedient to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is obedient to Almighty Allah. The love for the Master alayhi salatu salam is unlimited. Love for Almighty Allah, unlimited. Then the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unlimited. We must remember that la yu'minu ahadukum. None of you have complete perfect iman hatta akuna habba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nas ajma'in. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. You cannot have complete iman unless and until I, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am more beloved to you than your parents, your children and all the people put together. Thereafter, we must read abundant Durood Sharif, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We heard this word Durood Sharif from a very young age. What is the meaning of Durood? It's a Persian Farsi word which means that you're a farmer, you have a bumper crop, a bumper harvest. So you're going to sell it in minimum time for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. Read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will reap the benefits in this world and in the year after, inshaAllah. Then the message of the messenger we have to propagate. Ballighu anni walau aya. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. From me, you take every verse, every line, every hadith of mine. You know it properly, then convey it. So that brings us to our topic today. Our topic, as you know, for the past 11 months now in few days, is the topic of Palestine. I was going to deal with 4 or 5 issues quickly in the limited time ahead. There's a place called Khalilur Rahman. It's called Masjid Ibrahimi, the mosque and the masjid of the patriarch. Those of you who've been to Palestine, then most probably you went to Hebron. Hebron is about 1 hour with the checkpoints and all that from Jerusalem, from Masjidul Aqsa. If you go to that masjid and you enter it, you will see on your left-hand side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried. Their honorable spouses are buried there as well. So then what happens after that? I went there 5 times with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. 89 when I went, the entire masjid is ours. 92 when I went, the entire masjid is ours. You, my brothers, you, my youth, there are certain dates you must remember and you must promote it in your websites, in your social media, and never fear to speak the truth. Now listen carefully. It is 1994, Saturday, 15th Ramadan. So mid-Ramadan, Saturday morning, 1994, and Fajr time. You know, every masjid in Ramadan, Fajr time is back to capacity. So the masjid is back to capacity, just this size plus minus, maybe slightly bigger. Baru Goldstein comes. Baru Goldstein is the best friend of Itamar Ben Gvir, the guy who's the Minister of Security, who says you must kill the Palestinians and so forth. So he enters the masjid that Saturday morning with his Uzi. Whilst they are in ruku and sajda, he starts shooting indiscriminately in the masjid. Fajr time, 29 became shuhada and martyrs. Then the others succumb to the injury. The eventual death toll of our martyr shuhada is plus minus approximately 70 people. So this is what you must understand now. So what happens post this incident? 94, I was in Newcastle and I went there to the shop, and I on the news 1 o'clock and they broke the story. So I just stopped my car and I rushed to the town masjid. I said, let me go and tell them there in the town masjid, then I'll go to the room and tell them. So I told them that this has happened at Masjid Ibrahimi, Khalilur Rahman, Hebron. Everyone read 2 rakat extra, read Surah Yasin, make dua. All this has happened and unfolding in front of our eyes basically, meaning that the world media will carry it. But what happens after that, my brothers? Remember, this is Israeli-style justice, so-called justice. They came and they stole and occupied our masjid. They took 4/8, 5/8 of our masjid. Not one Arab regime, not one Muslim country made a real objection. You stole our masjid. You occupied our masjid. I went in 98, I went in 2000, I went in 2002. When I went 2013, they told me, AK, you're the security threat, get out from here. I told them, I don't have an AK-47. Then they asked, what you got? I said, I only got AK-255. Say, what is AK-255? I say, I got Ayatul Kursi in Ayat number 255. They got mad, they chased me away, you see. So my brothers, you need to understand, today the Muslim, 90%, we just speak emotionally. We don't have hardcore evidence. This is hardcore evidence. You stole our masjid. You occupied our masjid. Not only that, in this past week, they closed the entire Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. Only Jutlas, Jutlis, Zionists allowed. No Muslim, no Palestinian allowed. What they did in the 3-4 days, brothers, what they did, they stole everything they could get their hands on. The member, if they could help it, they should steal that also. This is a Jutla mentality. It's in their DNA to murder, kill and steal. The whole Palestine is stolen land, is occupied land. You should know what's happening. Now yesterday, the Haaretz newspaper writes, you must read the Haaretz. It's a left-wing newspaper. They give good news compared to the others. So comparatively, they're okay. Through the other Jutla papers. They say now Masjid Ibrahimi is open for Muslims. But they didn't say how much the Jutla stole from the masjid. Not only that, slowly, slowly, they're making the portion for the Muslims less and less. So they started 4/8, now it became 5/8, now it's going to come to 6/8. So almost 3/4 way that they have occupied our masjid. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Quran says, chapter 3, verse 67, Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan wala kin kana hanifan musliman wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah was not a Jew, was not a Christian, was not an idol worshipper. He was hanif. He turned away from all the false ideologies and he was a Muslim and always propagating Islam. But this is what they have done. They got away with it. So what they say, you see, you must learn this word, Tahweedul Quds. Tahweedul Quds means we must bring more Judaism into Masjidul Aqsa and more into Jerusalem, Al-Quds Al-Sharif. So they said that the Muslims, the Arabs, hardly anybody objected. So they called it Tansif. Half for you, half for us. We did it in Khalilur Rahman, so we can pull the same stunt here in Masjid al-Aqsa. This is what brings Hamas to the fore. Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hamas started in 1987. He said, we will never allow these things here, where you come steal more and more. And remember that then Hamas started operating. They won the hearts of the people in Gaza. Gaza was the headquarters. They had elections. They won the elections free and fair. And when they saw that Hamas are getting very popular, then Ari Sharon, Ari, they used to call him Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, butcher of Baghdad, of Beirut rather, so he butchered, murdered, martyred Sheikh Ahmed Yasin. After Fajr Salat, he was coming out, and the F-16 struck him, obviously he passed away. 25, 26 days later, the second Amir passed away, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rumkisi, again murdered by Sharon and company. Allah ki lathi be awaz hai. When the stick of Allah hits, it doesn't make a noise. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Qala an-nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, qala Allahu azza wa jalla. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah says, hadith Qudsi. Man ada li waliya. When you cause harm to my waliyullah, my special friends, faqad azantuhu bil harb. I wage war against you. When the time came for him to freck, that's the word we must use. If those of you who know Afrikaans, freck means to die like a dog. And he died just like a dog and worse than a dog. Allah put him 8 years in Sakara for Ariel Sharon. You go to Turkey, our brothers go to Turkey, Aybo Haru, Aybo Hari Lage and this and all that. Go study the real Turkey. Do you know, we can't even use the first word, Kemal Ataturk. He said, you Maulvis and Sheikhs and Imam, I'm to shave your beards. You women who wear niqab, hijab, I'll remove it. You must start wearing miniskirts. When the time came for his death, Kemal Ataturk, the land and sand would not accept him. They just dumped him in a marble box and left him. When you play with Allah's deen, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is, it can be king, it can be crown prince, it can be sheikh, it can be Maulvi, it can be Imam of Haram. Allah Jalla Wala will humiliate and disgrace him in this world before in the hereafter. Our deen is too precious to Almighty Allah. Understand this. Let's come to Aqsa al-Mubarak. What's happening? You need to understand the aims and objective of Zionism. Sahyuniya. What are the aims? Their aims were in 48, we must have our own country. They got Israel. 67, they said, we want the capital. So they got their capital. And Jerusalem, they say, the undivided and the perpetual and always our capital. Third one, they said that we want that Masjid al-Aqsa. Understand this word, you brothers. What is Masjid al-Aqsa? The whole 36 acres, if you've been there, the big walls around there, not only the structure, the land and the sand, all is part of Masjid al-Aqsa. The masjid in front you call Masjid al-Qibli. And at the back you call Qubbat al-Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, from where the Master alayhi salam went from Mi'raj. That portion, the Jutla is called Temple Mount. So when they call Temple Mount, every day they say we're going to demolish it and replace it with Temple of Solomon, Allah forbid. So that is their third aim. What is their fourth aim? If you know anything that's going on in Israel, we say occupied Palestine because we don't recognize Israel. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلَ لَنَّ أَتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلَ. Our leader Ismail Haniyeh said, we will never ever recognize Israel. 100% we are with him. So what happens? They want to erect Israel. That what you see their flag, white in color, blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, Star of David in between. Do you know what it means? This week on Israeli TV, the one diplomat said, we're not only after Palestine, we're going to take the whole of Lebanon, we're going to take parts of Egypt, we're going to take part of Syria, then we come to Saudi Arabia, we want Makkah and Medina as well. This is mentioned this week on Israeli TV. But this ummah, South Africa, Africa and the world, annasu na'imun, khabe ghaflat mein hai. Our life is what? Khana, peena, sona, pahana, eat, sleep, drink, watch more TV, Hollywood, Bollywood, Tigerhood and Shaitanhood. That is our life today. We're playing with the deen of Islam. Do we ever cry for Gaza? They gave everything humanly possible. Remember, there's the Imam. I translated the khutbah now here outside the masjid, Sheikh Salih bin Humaid. He's the oldest Imam of the Haram ul-Makki. And he used to make special dua for Palestine. And he used to say, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. But MBS, the murtad bin shaitan, the enemy of Islam, they're not khadimul haramain sharifain. They're khainul haramain sharifain. They are traitors to the haramain. You need to be clear on this. And if you're getting money from the Saudi embassy, you should hang your heads in shame. You have sold your soul to the devil. Remember that. So let us go on. So he, MBS, does not allow the imams of the haram to use the word Yahud. That is the halat, the condition currently of this ummah. But the ummah is fast asleep. They don't know. As long as we eat, dream, watch some soccer, cricket, watch some TV, we're fine. And as long as we make some uplang money, we fatter. Then our they say, Kemcho, you see, sukar che. He can't say sugar che, he says sugar che. My sugar is also going up. You understand? That is what's happening to this ummah. I mean, let us be honest. I didn't come here to curry favor with anybody. We thank our Qari Sahib Choksi, we thank our Muazzin. I met him there outside. I was making dua. I see Muazzin is also raising his hands. I asked him, Muazzin, how long are you here? He said 95. I counted Qari Sahib 95. I said Qari Sahib and Muazzin both, mashallah, twins. Very good. 29, 30 years they will be here. Beautiful. Did you thank them? Did you thank the Muazzin? We just say from Malawi, man, thick chair. Who bothers today? Understand what are the rank of the Imam. Understand what is the rank of the Muazzin. One day if you invite me again, we'll speak about that. I want to give you 5-6 lessons quickly. There's a genocide going on there. There's a Holocaust going on there. Not from 7th October, from 1946. 1946, there were three gangs. The Stern gang, the Haganah gang, the Irgun gang. All of them super terrorists. Anyway, they found Palestinians, they came with their guns, gave them 10 minutes and told them, clear up here, we're taking over this whole village. Anybody delayed, they shot them dead. That is how these people became the Israeli Defense Force. You were the biggest terrorists, remember, in 46, 47. And then in 48, remember. Do you read the history of Izzuddin Qassam? Instead of worrying about Messi. Messi messed your whole life up. Was wasting time with Messi and all these shaitans. Go read about Izzuddin Qassam, what he did. And how he changed the status. Go. In 1933, he gave his life for Aqsa and Palestine. Go read about Abdul Qadir Husseini. Not this Abdul Qadir Husseini. We just try and follow them, which we can never do. Abdul Qadir Husseini gave his life for Islam. And in 1948, 1 month before the apartheid regime of Israel was established, they martyred him. These are our people. Go read about Sheikh Ahmad Yassin. Go read about Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi. Go read about Ismail Haniya. Go read about Yahya Sinwar. Yahya Sinwar sent a message out 3-4 days ago during this week. He said, BB, I'm going to show you a lesson. I'm going to show you a lesson. You will curse the day your mother gave birth to you. I'm going to turn the whole Tel Aviv upside down against you. What he did. A masterstroke he pulled off, Yahya Sinwar. But this ummah does not know. They know all other shaitans. Yahya Sinwar built the best tunnels in the world. The Jutlas, the Americans, the British, all helping. But they can't penetrate those tunnels. Allah's help is with them. 22 years he spent in the Israeli jail. 4 years in isolation. He learned the whole Hebrew language. He gives the Jutla children and refugee and hostages some chocolate. They kiss his hand. They say, Jutla, you want to kill me, but your people are kissing my hand. He gives them lectures in Hebrew language. Understand what is happening. He said, we'll pull a stunt on them. They killed 6 people, they're hostages. They waited a few days and then they dumped their bodies in the tunnels and then the army came. By chance, they said. They said he wanted that they must give this narrative to the Jutlas. Hamas killed them. He kept quiet. Let the world say Hamas killed them. And let the Jutlas turn Tel Aviv upside down. Last week, Saturday, Sunday, 500,000 Jutlas were marching. That is what Yahya Sin wanted. What the master stroke. Then he told Ibn Salman, wa ala ra'sihim Ibn Salman. He told MBS, I'm coming for you. I'm in a tunnel and you in your palace and buying Mona Lisa. I'm coming for you next. Salman and his son are urinating, defecating. That is when you have iman. When you fear Allah, everybody will fear you. And if you don't have iman, you don't have fear for Allah, nobody will fear you. That is the system Almighty Allah has made. What is unfolding now? Quran speaks of this. But where is this ummah? This ummah only reads Quran in Ramadan. Every day we read Surah Yasin. Ya Allah, give more money to me. Our whole life rotates around money. When the wife asks, you must say, honey, take this money. She also will go for Mi'raj in Rabiul Awwal. No. That also we can choose. We don't want to give our wives money also. Every day I get complained. See what the Quran says, what is unfolding in front of our eyes. Chapter 17, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When the final promise comes, now is the time, the Dajjal will come, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come, before them Hazrat Mahdi will come. We are already reaching that stage. When it will happen, only Allah knows. But before those days, Allah says, when the final promise comes, you ulama who are here, you my brothers from Somalia, Ethiopia, Nigeria, wherever you come from, you should read this book if you know Arabic. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniya, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniya. This Mawlana Yaqub Pandor got a copy, you can ask him. So you must remember this, my brothers. There he writes, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. We will bring the armies. We will bring all this. My brothers, sisters, children of Afghanistan took on 48 countries and defeated them. Today, if you know Taliban, they have billions and billions, you must remember, of arms, ammunition. They found oil and they made millions of dollars in the past few months selling oil. These people who the world mocked at them, they said what they can do. They taught the world a lesson, what is Quwwat-e-Imani. They took on 48 countries. Hamas are taking on 65, 70 countries. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. Why must we go look for them? Let them come here. And then we will roast them and toast them. One settler, one bullet. See what Quran says, you brothers from Somalia, Ethiopia, and from wherever you come. Chapter 17, verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. See the same words. When the final promise of Allah comes, Allah will select the army. What will that army's function be? لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. They will disfigure your jutlas faces. You see what they're doing to the army? Their army are resigning. Their army are running away. They're going and resigning and retirement. They're so frightened. They say that these people, we're fighting them, but they are ghosts. We give one a shot, three give us a shot. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. That Muslim army, don't come tell me about Arabs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith in Muslim, Muslim Sharif, وَيْلُّ لِلْعَرَبِ. Destruction to the Arabs. The rulers and them majority will be sellouts, as you can see today. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. So they will disfigure the enemy. Then, وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa. As they entered the first time with jihad. لَا كَلَامَ وَلَا مُفَاوَذَةَ وَلَا مُؤْتَمَرَ. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi's words, Rahimahullah. We don't want to talk, we don't want meetings, we don't want resolutions, no. We only want jihad. And what is the jihad? We're going to protect Aqsa al-Mubarak. The men, the women, what the children say. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sofa Yahud. Eh, Jutla, remember Khaybar. It was the seventh year, is Rabiul Awwal. Read Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the seventh year of the Hijrah, and it is the month of Muharram, and the battle of Khaybar unfolds. 94 Jutla sent to hell. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu plays a prominent role. He gets the title of Fatih Khaybar. Understand what is Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They tell the Jutlas, Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sofa Yahud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're coming for you. Today Jummah took place in Aqsa. What happens? Sheikh Ikrimah Sabri, the oldest Imam of Aqsa, cannot come. He is banned to come to Aqsa for 6 months. Any person who is 40 years old and younger cannot enter Masjid al-Aqsa. The Jutlas allow whoever they want to. In the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, they don't allow the Imam Jummah time to make dua against the Jews. But you see, in Aqsa, they can allow who they want. Allah says they will liberate Aqsa. They got Uncle Sam's veto. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. So all this pride and arrogance they got, it will be crushed to pieces. Do you know? 1 million Jutlas already took flight and ran away. So this whole status quo is turning around. We must cry. If you tell me Hamas are guilty of this, 100%. Are you not guilty? Am I not guilty? But look at the standing for the Ummah and the standing for Masjid al-Aqsa. Give them credit for that. Me and you, South Africans, we can only talk. A person come with a water pistol, our wuzu will break. I mean, let us be honest about this. So these type of things here. So my brothers, my message to you is, Iqra, read. Cry to Allah, so many of you. Some of you I know, some I don't know. How come you still haven't been to Masjid al-Aqsa? You want to go Mauritius and Maldives, you want to go for Umrah, fine. You don't have to go Umrah 10 times. Go and put your money there in Aqsa. Go to the places there. They are yatama. Put your hand on the yatim child and show that we're giving solidarity with you. We will spend our uplang money on you, because tomorrow on Day of Justice, hadith in Ibn Majah and Musnad Ahmad, Maymuna radiallahu anha asked, Aftina fi Baytul Maqdis ya Rasulullah. Give us a fatwa regarding Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis. Arabs say Baytul Maqdis, we say Baytul Muqaddas. Qala an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hiya ardul mahshar wal manshar. It is the land of resurrection. You will stand there tomorrow on the Day of Justice. What will we say to Allah? We did nothing. Think about that. What will you say? So brothers, I beg you, you're not doing me a favor. You're doing yourself a favor. So cry to Allah, contribute to them. This holiday is coming. You still don't need visa. Next year you will need visa. And go with your children and everybody. Show them our children are spoiled brats. Let me be honest about it. Let me cry, take cell phone. Cry, take PlayStation. Cry, take new TV. Is that what you're going to tell your children? Show them who the children are. 1992, when I was there, we were still apartheid, we had to come back. So my youngster, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, Kaka, I was facing Aqsa, he was facing me. I told him, Kaka, now if you come with us, tomorrow we're going home, Junub Afrika. Youngster, 8-9 years old. He turned around and pointed to Aqsa, and what he said, I started weeping. He said, Sheikh, you telling me of your Junub Afrika? If I leave here, who will protect Aqsa al-Mubarak? Do we ever think of this? May Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, all our masajid, and Allah make our khatim on Iman. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah alameen. We thank Qari Choksi, we thank the trustees, I don't know you, I thank the Muazzin, and all of you, barakallahu fi.